Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Carnisha. Hey, this is the owner of GCM Logistics. Our tech, Matt, I was with him Saturday with his first two stops. He's going out to cut a cabinet for a wall oven for a homeowner. So I listened to him on his first two stops. He called in for a trip charge, but there's no notes in DMS for those orders. Can I give you the two order numbers?
Yes, give me just a moment. Let me get my system back up.
Yep.
And you say he called in?
The tech did call in. I was in my car, and I was pulled up against his truck, and I was listening to everything. But there's no notes, no nothing in there about the trip charge. He has pictures and everything in DMS.
Okay, what's the order number?
The first one is 077-12735. They're both trip charges.
Is it for Allie?
Allie Carroll, 3126 El Nino Drive, Columbus, Ohio. It was a not a home. Picture the house and everything.
Okay, give me just a moment.
You're Carnisha?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I did this one. This one I did. I didn't put a trip charge on here. I had to send an email on it. It wouldn't let me add the trip charge on, because once you put it in schedule, like rescheduling, not at home, Best Buy automatically cancels that order out. Like, it's in cancel status, so it won't even let us do anything once the order get in cancel.
There's no notes from the XPO rep that.
Yeah, I put it in. I put in customer. I don't know if this is the same. I don't know if it's another call after me, but I put in a not at home. I called the customer, left a voicemail, and then I put a car home description in here. Also, it was a single one blue shutters, one car garage. Well, one car was at the home. I put all this in on 22nd. I don't know why it's not showing up on your end.
It's just not showing on our end on DMS notes. And then I have one more.
Okay, let me check that one. I probably did that one too. What's the next order number?
0779. F is in Frank, C is in Charlie, B is in Boston, 3.
3. Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment. Let's see what this one has on it. Okay, this one last name, Haywood.
Yeah, Haywood, 1015 Sunbury Lake Drive, Westerville, Ohio. This one's going to be a trip charge also, right? We was unable to cut the cabinet due to the countertop. Mm-hmm. And I know, I was sitting right there with him when he called in for a trip charge.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not. I don't know why it's not showing up on you, but a trip charge is on here, and I notated it.
Oh, you put it in also?
Mm-hmm. Now, the first one, that trip charge isn't on that first one because I had to send an email, but this one, it actually has the trip charge on here.
All right, hang on.
I don't know why, but it is in council status. So I don't know if that's the reason why I won't show on your end. Let me see what day I put the notes in. Because I put unit would not. Yeah, it's on the 20. Was it on the 22nd?
Yeah, 22nd, Saturday.
Yeah, that's today afternoon. And I put, we'll be returning the unit on 125. When is the 25th? On Tuesday.
Yep.
That's what he told me, on Tuesday.
All right. And then can I give you one more, and then I'm done? Then that'll be it.
Wait, so what's the next one?
This one, this one, the tech took pictures of the dishwasher, of the old one. Here, just let me give you the order number first.
Okay.
077. E is in Edward, 1101.
Is it for Catherine?
Catherine Giller, 13720 Stonehenge Circle, Pickerton, Ohio, 43147. Tech took pictures of the kitchen floor butted up to the old dishwasher, and then he took a picture where he can't get it out because the floor's got the old one trapped in. And he's got a picture of the dishwasher sitting in the box, and it was a delivery fee. But there's no notes in DMS on that one either.
Okay, I didn't do this one, but let me see what this one is. Check did not install the dishwasher. Dishwasher still installed. Oh, dishwasher cannot be in.
That's check. My notes. I just put in this morning.
Okay. Okay. Then with this one, I see this one, but what happened was the driver, I guess they did on the exit, but they closed the order. It is complete.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. I put a note in there. The dishwasher, he accidentally completed out is complete. It needs to be sent over as not complete. He accidentally closed out the service and was requesting a trip charge. Requesting a delivery fee. Do you see the dishwasher sitting there in the box with the dishwasher kit and garage?
Yes, I see something over here.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Give me just a moment. Let me see if I can get the fee on. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, requesting a delivery fee and then have to have that sent over to XPO to have them state that the service was completed in error. It should be unable to complete on the dishwasher and the haul away.
Okay. What I'm going to do is, are you able to hold? Because I'm going to call DOD and get you a – I can add it. Let me add it, but I'm going to let them know also that it wasn't complete. It was unable to complete. Give me just a moment, okay?
Right, and we're requesting a delivery fee.
Okay. I already got it on here. I just got to get a code from them.
All right.